continuar.
No, just... Just for the record, Stefan Groh and Crystal Kozerer Groh have come in. You may hear them on this tape.
There's your milk.
I remember the afternoon he came up to the house, came up from the store to the house, and went into his trunk. My mother and father both had old-fashioned trunks, Papa's trunk and Mama's trunk. And that's where, instead of using closets, everything stayed in trunks. Of course, they had some closets, but not very large. And he went into his trunk, way down deep in it, and pulled out his church letter. Said, I'm going to put this back in the church. And from then on, he was very active in the church and was a deacon as long as he lived.
What's a church letter then?
Well, it's just the record that you are a member. It's your membership certificate, like. That's what it's called, church letter.
You can join and unjoin. Right?
Dad, you
ask them
Dad.
For a bath. Is that what you do?
Yes.
Ask that for?
Yes. In other words, you're not dismissed from the church. You just ask to be dismissed. Your name to be taken off. You're not dismissed because of
Did they ever talk about their courtship or any stories about that?
No, I just know that they were married in my grandfather and grandmother's home. And never talked about it.
And that home was where?
About 7 miles below Pearson toward Lakeland.
Let's spend the next several minutes talking about your mother. Do you know when and where she was born?
Right there, in that home place that I just mentioned, about 7 miles from Pearson.
Right. And she grew up there. Did she ever tell you much about her childhood?
Oh, she talked a great deal about her childhood, and she had an older brother, Johnny.
Uncle Johnny.
And they. They were very close, and they did everything together. And like most children of those days, they made up their games. And she hunted with him and fished with him, and they built bird traps. I heard her talk about trapping birds that they try to catch the wild birds. And she caught a redbird one day, and they found that the redbird had been caught in their little wooden trap they'd built. From the way she described it, it was very much like one would be today. It was a little cage type thing built out of little slats or sticks. And
then Daddy, push and cut me.
It was had a little very delicate thing in there that was some food on it. If he tapped it, it would make the thing fall down on it. But anyway, she saw the redbird. She reached her hand in there to get him, and she said he almost pecked a hole in her before she could turn him loose. Said he was very fierce. And one of the things I remember her telling about when she was a little girl, she had red curly hair.
Red hair?
Mm-hmm. Not bright red, but more of an auburn red.
Is it reddish the way William David's hair tends to red?
Much darker than that, much darker. Mm-hmm. And Evelyn had her hair when she was a child. She had beautiful dark red curls. Mm. Not this bright red like Betty Rose was, but a dark, almost a true auburn. And my mother had that. But I don't remember that. She had brown hair when I knew her.
Well, it said, do you know if she worked before she married?
No,
she was a student.
She helped her daddy in the field, her mother in the house. All of them worked. They had no hired help. Very few tools.
Mommy, we want something to write on.
Okay, let me see if Grandma, can I get some paper?
So he could draw?
For Steffi to draw.
And then he said, excuse us. Turned up.